Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Let's talk about overgrazing. 0.1% of Ireland's ancient forest remains. If you've ever stood in an Irish rainforest, you will know you are standing in it because it is the most amazing, beautiful, lush, green carpet underneath you with wonderful trees above. But the impact of humans and farming has put that particular beauty under real threat. Owen Dalton is the author of a new book, The Magic of an Irish Rainforest, A Visual Journey. He's with us now. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Jonathan. Lovely to be on. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to talk to you. We have one of these. We're very lucky to have one of them quite close to our home. And it is protected and you can't even get into it, but you can see it from the far side. And it becomes so obvious straight away. And it'll become even more obvious in a couple of weeks' time when the bluebells start to appear, how unique these are.
Oh, absolutely. In a healthy state, they're the most magical, which is why we use that word in the title of the book. They really are the most magical, wonderful, wondrous places. The great shame, though, is that almost none of what we have left, and we've got so little left, almost none of that is in a healthy state, precisely for the reasons that you mentioned, which is overgrazing, either by livestock or more commonly, artificial numbers of wild grazers like deer.
Now, deer are fascinating because I would have always associated deer with the likes of Killarney National Park or with Wicklow or other places. But they're turning up everywhere. I mean, there is a real problem with these animals outside of where they traditionally would have roamed.
There is, I'm afraid. I mean, I think it's worth breaking down the deer issue into categories, because what you have in Killarney National Park, for example, you've got Ireland's sole remaining herd of native red deer. So you have red deer up in places like Glenveagh and Donegal, but they were introduced from Scotland. The herd in Killarney National Park are native. They're an indigenous population. But the problem really doesn't come from those. It comes from species like sika, which were introduced from Far East Asia in the 1860s and have exploded in numbers ever since, particularly over the last decade for some reason. And I think the root problem there is that in Ireland, we have killed off all of the native wild predators that would control the numbers and, equally importantly, the behavior of grazing animals like deer. So down where I am on the Beara Peninsula in West Cork and all over the southwest, Kerry and West Cork, you know, the place is coming down with sika deer, but and also other animals like feral goats. And what they do is that they eat every tree seedling that germinates in any of the tiny pockets of natural forest we have left. And that prevents the trees from regenerating, from reproducing.
There's nothing worse, Owen, than when you go into one of the commercially cultivated forests. That you call them a forest purely because there's a large group of trees there. But when they clear that, it becomes abundantly obvious why that was such a bad idea, because it turns into the equivalent of a nuclear wasteland. Nothing has grown under that canopy. And these natural rainforests you're talking about, regenerating them is so important. But it would appear that these Sika deer, the goats, and indeed cattle who are sometimes breaking in there, they're doing untold damage.
They are. I wouldn't classify the likes of a Sitka plantation as a forest at all. I mean, they're really just a single species crop that are grown for timber, and they're useless altogether for wildlife, for nature, and for pretty much everything else apart from growing timber. A real forest, by contrast, is thousands and thousands of different species that aren't just there. They're all intricately connected, so they're working together as a living, breathing ecosystem. So they really are two very, very different things, you know. And if you've ever spent time in one and then the other, it's night and day. There's no comparison whatsoever. But I guess it's worth saying here that Ireland has one of the lowest percentages of natural forest compared to plantation forest in the whole of Europe. You know, it's only about 10% of, if you lump them all together, only about 10% of what we have, of the so-called forests we have, are natural native forests. The rest are all they're all plantations.
So how do we protect what we have, Owen?
I think we need to get real about the deer problem. I mean, one of the really crazy aspects of this whole conversation is that Sika deer are still a protected species. So they're protected under Irish law, despite ticking all of the boxes that qualify to describe an invasive species. They are an invasive species that was introduced from Far East Asia in the 1860s, and they're doing untold damage to our native ecosystems. But also, if you live in a place like the Beira Peninsula, driving is hugely dangerous, because it's very common for people to crash into deer, and they're spreading Lyme disease by carrying the ticks that are vectors for Lyme disease. They're causing all sorts of problems, both socially, but more importantly, in my view, ecologically. And yet they're still protected by law. That doesn't mean they can't be shot. But what it does mean is that in order to shoot them, you have to fulfill a whole raft of different criteria, which, for example, wouldn't apply to feral goats, which I mentioned as well, because feral goats aren't protected. So we're really kind of like hamstringing ourselves in the fight to protect what's left of our native forests. And as you said, you know, only about 1% of Ireland has now got native forests, which is down from an estimated original of around 80%. And less than a tenth of that native forest is ancient, as in pre-1660. And these places, if you go and visit them, it's heartbreaking, because they're nearly always in the same state, highly overgrazed, so unable to reproduce because every tree seedling is immediately eaten. All of the really rich ground flora that should be there, of bluebells and wood anemone and ferns and all sorts of other flowers, that's all been completely stripped out. And they're dying there. Our last native forest ecosystems are dying.
Yeah, and nobody's talking about it except you, which is good. And that's why we had you on this morning. Owen Daltoun, farmer, rewilder and author down from the Beira Peninsula in West Cork. Thank you for that. Dee's in Kerry, she says, I read Owen's incredible book a few years ago. He educated us hugely. Kerry is a desert, not a tree in sight anywhere. We are a treeless nation. Owen needs to be consulted if we're serious about rewilding these deserts. And someone else says, too many deer don't just damage the saplings. They also don't leave food for other animals that eat berries and leaves, etc. Lots more along those lines coming in as well. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps if you want to get involved in
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.